Daljit Dhaliwal is here with me and for Adore Udoji, and we are going to take a look at the stimulus bill, but we're not going to use the traditional method of just running down the numbers. We've actually done a little of that already this morning.
Yeah, I think those numbers are a bit sort of mind-boggling. You know,
that's right.
It's kind of being cast that way in terms of the story. It's all about the numbers. But what do those numbers mean? I mean, you know, what exactly do people want to get out of this stimulus package?
Well, casting about to our listeners for suggestions right around the corner in their own neighborhoods of things that could be targets for the $789 billion in spending. And we've got a bunch of them. And listeners have actually given us some suggestions. And we've chosen four of them, which are characteristic for their diversity and the kinds of suggestions we've been getting. And Andrea Bernstein is with us. The Takeaway's own Andrea Bernstein is going to actually run down the likelihood of any of these projects making it into the stimulus package. First of all, Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, John.
This is pretty exciting because based on even the limited details of the stimulus bill that we have already, you still can make an assessment. And let's begin with a listener who was hoping for money to go to bridges and roads. His name is Bud Booth from Westfield, New Jersey.
They're all public works projects. They're not bridges to nowhere. Conversely, they are projects that are old and desperately need replacing. One of them is the Pulaski Skyway, which was obsolete when it was opened in the 1920s. Desperately needs rebuilding. Second is the bridge to Long Beach Island, New Jersey, which is attended by over 100,000 people every weekend during the summer. The bridge is the only way to get on and off the island, to say nothing of the way the electricity gets onto the island.
Well, thank you, Bud Booth, and he called 8778-MY-TAKE to give us a suggestion. That's great. It's so specific. I can actually see the Pulaski Skyway from the West Side
And it's a bridge that's going
highways.
Somewhere.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Andrea, what is he going to get his wish here?
Well, he very well may. Roads and bridges did pretty well. There wasn't much difference between the House and the Senate, and some numbers that just crossed the AP wire said $27 billion would be allocated to highways and bridges, and this will go now to the governors who will be deciding the specific projects. So the upside of having no earmarks is that there are no earmarks, but the downside is that we don't know exactly what we're going to get until it goes through a state process. So Governor John Corzine in New Jersey will be making the final decision on that. However, let me just say one thing about the numbers. I got a document yesterday from that was given to me by a lobbyist who got it from a congressional staffer, and they were marking up the numbers and changing them as they go. There have been no official numbers, so we won't know until it's actually released. But right now, it looks like the number they're working with on highways and roads is $27 billion, not much down from what either the Senate or the House wanted.
And a smaller number, quite frankly, than I would have expected, given all the discussion of what stimulus actually means. But let's get to some more suggestions.
Yeah, here. I mean, we've been getting suggestions from all over the country. I mean, this is something that people have really kind of felt that they wanted to sort of chip in on, and they've been very responsive. So let's take a listen to another wish list from a listener.
Hi, my name is Walter Magnuson. I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia. One of the best long-term ideas of a stimulus would be the proposal out there to show America that we can build high-speed, energy-efficient trains, and that would make jobs at every level, including, you know, just manual level labor up to engineering.
So, Andrea, what do you think about that? What do you make of what Walter had to say?
High-speed rail looks like it did okay. The one thing that there was disappointment about was mass transit, which ended up getting $8.4 billion. That is pretty much exactly what the Senate was asking for, and about $4 billion less than the House wanted. The House, by the way, has a lot more people living in cities. The Senate, obviously, is representing people who are statewide. High-speed rail got about, according to the numbers just released by the AP, $8 billion. Yesterday, it looks like they were significantly lower than that. So it looks like overnight, somebody managed to get in a few more billions. But it looks like development of high-speed rail will be on the way. Inner city rail, not so great.
Very, very quickly, how would that be worked out? You mentioned Governor Corzine would decide about the Pulaski Skyway Bridge and some process that still has to be worked out. We're talking about multi-states with high-speed rail. How would that get figured out?
Well, there is a plan for various different high-speed rail systems, and I believe one of them does go to Georgia. There's also the Northeast Corridor. There's one in California. I think there are 9 altogether, and the idea is to sort of create a logic to them, although obviously $8 billion, even if it is that high, is not going to go that far.
Yeah, it'll probably get you some blueprints, but maybe not an actual rail system. Here's a suggestion from Baltimore.
Good morning. My name is Carla Nguyen, and I'm calling through WEAA 88.9 in Baltimore. I work in Washington, D.C. I would like to see some of the stimulus money used to create jobs for the myriad of ex-offenders I work with every single day so that they can get off the street and be employed.
Now, this is more under the category of social program stimulus. What's the chance there?
Yeah, there'll be some money for job training, probably as not as much as the listener from Baltimore wants, but there's about $5 billion total. It's divided up into many, many different programs, but there's some few hundred million in there for job training, whether it's for ex-offenders. Again, she'll have to go to talk to her governor about that.
Well, what are some of the other projects that money's been earmarked for, I mean, in terms of social projects?
Well, you know, one of the things that's really fascinating is there's been so much frustration. I was talking to one local lobbyist who was trying to figure it all out, and it's really unclear how much states will be getting. We do know this. The states were losers by this kerfuffle yesterday between the Senate and the House. The states, the governors, including Republican governors, were lobbying heavily for more aid, more direct aid, because they're facing layoffs, and they did not get what they wanted to make room for some of the tax cuts that the senators wanted to get into the bill, as well as the somewhat lower price tag.
Okay, let's squeeze in another one from Oklahoma.
My name is Lisa. I'm from Oklahoma, and I would like to see my town get a recycling program going with some of that money, or at least something for these kids to do. And I would love to be Todd Zwillick's intern. Go, go, Todd Zwillick.
That's great.
Go, go, Todd Zwillick.
A job program here at the Takeaway. Yes, indeed. Andrea, what's the chance of a recycling program in a municipality like Oklahoma City?
Well, Lisa, so far as I know, no direct money for recycling is a little bit of money for clean energy programs that survived. And the Todd Zwillick internship, I don't know about that either. But, you know, hope springs eternal.
You're probably more likely to be a Todd Zwillick's intern than to get a recycling program. It sounds like what you're saying.
Under this bill, unless her governor is very, very creative with the money that's coming to Oklahoma.
Well, we can continue to investigate the likelihood of any of these suggestions from our listeners at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And Andrea, you'll be on this, on the ProPublica partnership that you're doing on our website. Give us a couple of details about that, and then we have to go.
That's right. As soon as we get more details on shovelwatch.org of the exact breakdowns, we'll be posting them, and we'll be asking people for input on what they think we should be looking at in their area as this project moves forward.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.